Oh, we don't have the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, whatever that music.
Why, you want the
song?
No,
I don't care.
You want the song like how it used to be?
Nah, it's fine.
Like how it used to be back
and we'd
in...
awkwardly fade it in
or whatever.
You miss having Cole right next to you, too.
I miss those guys.
And Kyle.
I miss Cole and Kyle. I hope they're doing well.
We just buried Kyle the other day. No, I'm just kidding. Kyle's doing fine.
Kyle is gonna be a married man.
This. Yeah, I could say this.
I'm sure
this
he doesn't care. Mind.
By the way, we're gonna jibber jabber for like a good few minutes to update, you know, some of the many of the tens of fans that are still with
us. Yeah, all six of you watching.
But
we're gonna give you a little bit of an update on what we've been up to.
It's only fair if we do because it is awkward. We were gone for like 4 months, and here we are again, all of a sudden, back in the middle of the playoffs, just talking about it and a lot of updates for sure. But if you want to ignore our update on life, just fast forward this video, like, or stream, podcast, whatever, how you're listening, like 4 or 5 minutes, I would say. That should be good, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So do that 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll be talking about the next subject.
I think in our last episode, where we did they had already can't stop hockey?
They were...
I can't remember.
I have specifically the last episode... Right here, Marner, Flat, it was in May.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, hockey was already stopped.
May 5th.
Yeah, we had already stopped hockey for, we stopped in like March.
Yeah, we did. I remember doing that podcast. We were updating you guys on players that were getting COVID, like acting like every single player.
Matthews
was
got it? Was that?
Matthews was,
did we talk about
it.
We didn't. Did we talk about Matthews getting it in that pod? I don't remember.
I think so. And we talked about Ottawa Senators players having it, and it was starting to really take.
I know we were very pessimistic. I think we were talking about like how they're not even going to do a playoffs, and I remember saying they shouldn't do a playoffs. But I guess like in terms of the hockey side of things, that's where we left off. Honest to God, I'm not sure what Cole's up to right now.
I know. I should have updated you guys on what he's up to, but because
Kyle,
there's
we
not
have
a lot of games going on around here in the Central Valley for
or
refing.
California for so. Anything.
No hockey except what you're seeing now. Well, worse.
The bubble.
So,
but
we'll get into that too.
But to get everybody else up to speed, Cole, unfortunately, we don't know too much about. I mean, we still see his posts on social media. He looks like he's doing just fine. Cole, we miss you.
Yeah,
Kyle.
Miss you, Cole.
Kyle, I haven't seen in person in a while, but
gonna be
Kyle's mad. Making some moves. He got he moved into his place with his girl.
Yeah.
Congrats to him. They're gonna get hitched in October.
Yes,
October. So they're getting married. So yeah. Good for them. And I wish them the best of luck. And hopefully we'll have Kyle back at some point.
I know. I should have called him. But anyway, so, and as far as what did you do the past 4 months, Matt? Did you survive COVID?
You know, I finished my last semester, my spring semester, of course, via online. I just started school again this week. Not much to report outside of that work. My work closed. I worked retail, and we closed for a little bit. Then we opened for about a month, and then we closed again in July. And I actually go back to work tomorrow, but the malls aren't open or anything, indoor shopping centers here in California.
Right.
No update on whether or not those are going to be open anytime soon.
Still locked down here.
Yeah, so all I'm doing tomorrow is just like shipment and like shipping stuff store to store, or like people can like order stuff online and pick it up. But
heck yeah.
As far as that, Paul and I are in a band. We actually renovated this whole – I don't think – last time we did this, the room looked like this. There's a lot of soundproofing in here now.
Did not have all the soundproof, so there's soundproof all around. There's musical instruments around. You could see the bass. That's filler in for that space, too.
So during, lockdown and stuff like that, quarantine, social distancing and stuff, we decided, because Paul and I have been playing music for 10 years together, that for the first time we should, you know, do it ourselves instead of having to go for a studio, you know.
It's
pandemic has people tight on cash, and no, we weren't like exempt from that in any sort. So we bought some foam padding, and we just wrapped up a 3-song EP last week, and we submitted that to get published and should be out
So if you're
in the relatively near future.
So if you're into pop punk music, you know, if you're into that kind of stuff, or if you're into just good music, or if you're into bad music, you know, just whatever you like. It's good for everybody. And it should be out on Apple Music and Spotify mainly, and everything else too, you know, if you don't use those two main ones too. So, yeah. We've been
I'm sure like once we get we're waiting for the distributor that we go through to give us the all clear that our stuff has made it past like a inspection.
Yeah, because Matt cusses a lot on the album.
And no. One of the songs is a cover, and I think that's one of the reasons it might take a little bit. So. It's anywhere from like a week or two to hear back from them on that, so we'll keep you posted. If you want to stay more in touch on Instagram, we only have, the band only has an Instagram and a Facebook. That is Suburban, at Suburban Paradise Band, if you want to actually check us out, give us a listen. Like I said, new music soon. But other than that, I think we can dive... I mean, that's everybody up to speed, unless you got something else
finished
personal
my degree,
life.
So that's why I haven't been posting, there you guys, go. And school, and, you know, COVID happened, focused on job. And so now, you know, have some more free time to do this. And playoffs, of course, is here. It's crazy. There's a lot going on, and let's get you guys up to speed on that. Let's go! I don't have any... fancy sort of sound effect yet, but I do have that light that's next to Matt, the flashing red goal light that Matt bought like three years ago. I don't know,
this
the Canadian
we got this at Rip and Power Play. Do you remember that?
That's right, our old rink. Yes,
our old roller rink.
Oh man,
that is now a church.
Yeah, don't remind me. All right, so what is going on in the NHL? Well, we have a playoff hold at the moment, Matt. What's going on? It's not anything to do with COVID. There is some things that are going on in the United States that are, let's just say, you know.
I'll keep it brief because, if you're American, you've definitely heard this over and over again. And a lot of people view sports podcasts, music as an escape from the real world. So I'll try not to dive too much into the details of the reason why the NHL has postponed games for today and tomorrow.
That is the major announcement.
So
yes.
When we're recording this, by the way, this is Thursday, so people can get the context. It's Thursday, August 27th. So
yes, the NHL just announced today that they have postponed, you know, today's games and tomorrow's games, and they will restart these
Saturday. So the reason why, and like I said, if you're American, and you probably know this if you're paying attention to any American news from outside, there was a kid by the name of Jacob Blake who was paralyzed by police officers. He was a 17-year-old person of color, you know, and a lot of like racial injustice stuff. Like, tensions are high here in the States on that front, and in response to that shooting and his treatment, most of the major sports, NBA, WNBA, MLS, and MLB, out of respect and wanted to showcase the importance of these events, the players and the leagues themselves would take a stand and not play. So MLB, I know most MLB teams did it first. I could be wrong.
No, NBA.
NBA
were
did it first.
The first ones to. Well, they were
NBA.
The Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks were the first ones to call it. And they were not going to do it.
NBA, and I know the WNBA did it as well, and MLS I think did it too.
Yes.
But the reason why we bring this up in hockey is because the NHL didn't take an official stance. They were the last major sports league to do so in America, North America. I mean,
which drew quite a bit of criticism, which is these. By the way, everything we get and quote and cite is via The Athletic.
By the way.
Via The Athletic. I'll mention a different site if I quote it, but everything we're citing is all The Athletic.
I don't think the HDA existed when we went on break.
No.
No. Okay, so for those who don't know, Evander Kane, Akeem Olu, Matt Dumba, and some other African-American and athletes of color in the NHL created an organization to highlight the racial injustices in hockey and to spread awareness and make it more accessible for minorities trying to get into the sport. So that organization is called the Hockey Diversity Alliance. Evander Kane today was very vocal on social media about...
You have the quote.
Yeah, let me just... I'll pull up my phone real quick.
Oh, no, it's number one on the
page. Oh, silly me. Evander Kane doesn't...
Number one.
Oh, actually... okay, so this is from Evander Kane's Twitter. Actually, it's incredibly insulting. As a black man in hockey, the lack of action and acknowledgement from the NHL, just straight up insulting. And I think he was quoting a tweet while making this comment. Yeah, so the NHL was the last major league to... They did eventually, by the way,
yes, which is why stop today.
postpone their games, but it was really late. It was a very late reaction. And I'll quickly... just address some of the replies Kane was getting. I'm not going to pull up any specific examples, but I'll tell you what I saw. And I'm sure if you go onto Evander Kane's Twitter, some of those tweets will still be up. But a lot of people are criticizing Kane and the league for doing this because the one comment I kept seeing was that the NHL is getting soft. Now, in my opinion, as a sports franchise, you're supposed to be, like, especially for the NHL, we're, like, such a small market here in North America, or at least the United States. We're trying so hard to branch out and reach new communities and reach new fans and, like, grow the game. Like, you hear Bettman talk about it all the time when he wants to do games in, like, different countries. And, you know, he's doing the Olympics thing again and stuff like that, so... It's all about growing the game, right? And it's all about getting new fans. You get new fans, you get new up-and-coming athletes. Like, if you get them involved in your game, it only makes the game better if you include more people. So the NHL's move to postpone these games, I think, is a great move, albeit a late one. I mean, I would have liked to see it a little bit sooner, but they did it nonetheless.
Right.
I think it's only a positive thing. And because people of color, like, who are on the fence about hockey or don't know too much about it, will look at it and say, like, they're thinking of us. You know, admittedly, hockey doesn't have a very, like, when in terms of, like, skin color and, like, African American players, there's not many. So, like, people who are, like, maybe on the fence of the sport or who don't know too much about hockey can look at what the NHL did today and be like, wow, they get me. They stand up for what I believe in or what we believe in, kind of thing. And you might just gain some respect and you not necessarily gain a new hockey fan, but that stuff goes a long way, I feel. So
it's really cool. So.
So yeah, I don't like that. I don't like when people say that the league is getting soft. It's if you can't handle 2 days without hockey, you have a problem, in my opinion.
We went
however many months without it, and you're going to be mad about 2 days. You're kidding me. It's like we went, like, again, like months. We went months without hockey, and you're mad about 2 days. Grow up, I swear. And I love what Evander Kane, Dumba, Akeem Alou, and all the other members of the HDA did today. And, like, one of the things that I saw, I'm not sure if you put it down here, Matt Dumba and Evander Kane called over 100 players today. And that was one of the reasons why the games got postponed. They personally took time to call players and ask what their thoughts were on everything. So I think I saw that via Pierre LeBrun's Twitter account.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They took matters into their own hands. They didn't want to wait for the NHL. I mean, yeah, Evander Kane called them out, but Evander Kane and Dumba took initiative, and that's something so admirable. And, like, you can disagree with, like, Kane's, like, you know, grit or however he acts, like, on the ice, but you gotta commend the guy for what he's done in such a short amount of time with the HDA. It's honestly incredible. It's kind of mind-boggling how there wasn't an organization like this sooner. So
Vegas Golden Knights star.
So the Knights got crushed by the Canucks.
What was it, Tuesday?
It had to have been. Yeah, it was Tuesday night. Because anyways, so yeah, the Knights got crushed and.
Just read the highlight. I'm going to read the headline. The headline is Vegas Golden Knights star Jonathan Marchessault apologizes for profane comments.
So, I'll just leave it at this. So apparently, I as a Sharks fan, I'm going to keep. I actually didn't watch this game, so I did. I have no idea what the play was, but apparently he dove at some point.
I have the video,
and Paul can play it for you. I've actually never seen it, so
okay.
But
never mind,
fans. Of the Canucks. Well, actually, they're not Canucks fans. There's no way of telling.
But I do have the screen grabs.
But you can maybe put it on screen, but I'll read these comments aloud. So people were trolling on his personal Instagram and were saying, like, damn, you dived, or you're an Olympics athlete diving team or whatever. And Marchessault felt the need to reply, and I'll save the best one for last. So, okay, so...
Yeah, did you Riley Wright.
Did you put all three?
Can you stop jiving, Jesus? That's the one I got. First one.
Okay, so you didn't put all of the comments on this piece of paper.
I have. How's the Olympic diving career?
Okay, hold on. So,
They're not all in there.
Man. Okay, so I'll read the other two. Can you stop diving? Okay, so a person on Instagram put, can you stop diving, Jesus? Jonathan Marchessault replies, as soon as you can skate properly, stop wasting my time. Another person put, do you play soccer? And then he replied, your dog is as ugly as you. Don't waste my time again. And the piece de resistance is, how's the Olympic diving career coming along since you like diving on the ice? And plug your ears if you don't like profanity. Jonathan Marchessault replies, shut the fuck, lil dick, and go suck on your mummy's titties and stop wasting my time.
By the way, he spelled mummy, M-U-M-M-Y-S. So. This is after the game.
I thought it was fake. When I first saw this on the hockey subreddit, I thought it was fake. It looked fake, and everybody in the comments, like on Reddit, was like, "This is fake, right?" It wasn't. It was 100% real. He did delete those comments, though. Unfortunately, I'll pass it to Paul for further analysis here.
Well, he did apologize.
The damage is already done. The internet never
forgets.
Let's
see here. By the way, the name of this episode is called Don't Waste My Time for that reason. Thank you, Jonathan Marchessault, for giving me the meme of the year. Probably going to name every episode that. And just respond to everything with Don't Waste My Time. he says, I just want to comment about the remarks that I made on my social media yesterday. I just wanted to apologize sincerely. I think it was childish, immature, and not professional. I want to say I'm sorry, and it won't happen again. I've learned from it. I love that end. I've learned from it. And then he also says, they got the best of me, but there's no excuse for it. I shouldn't get involved in it, and I regret it. Sensitive people when comment on my family pictures. And he gets sensitive when people comment on his family pictures, I guess, Matt. That's what also he said, too. But he said,
yeah,
because he won't let it happen again.
So here's the thing. The comments that I just read to you were from his personal Instagram on a post that he made, but apparently some of the trolls were going on to his wife's Instagram account. So regardless, I think this is why you make your socials private.
That's what I mean. It's like,
and also as a professional athlete, you gotta, this is something you just have to deal with. In researching this or looking through the comments on Reddit, what I didn't know is that Kevin Durant, what he would do with his trolls is he made a fake account reply to them.
Of course.
And I was like, that's fucking genius. Like, that's
a lot of people, when he got caught, it didn't look good on him.
Yeah. Either that or you do what Brad Marchand does and just have the sickest chirps of all time.
I know.
Oh my God. For all those people out there, do not troll Brad Marchand. He will tear you to shreds.
I've seen it. We've seen it a lot.
Oh my God. It's so funny. His Twitter is unreal. I don't like Marchand, and I don't necessarily like the Bruins all too much, but holy shit, is his Twitter game unreal.
We'll get to those.
Best buddies. Chirps, I swear, from a hockey player to fans.
So, we didn't think we'd let you get away with that story. That just because of what's going on, we felt like we for sure had to hide.
Honestly,
that, so.
It's not like that I hate the Vegas Knights. That is what is why
no,
this is so funny.
This is
I think this
from Sharks fans.
I think this
no.
is just hilarious. I think it's just so childish, but like it's. In a way, it's harmless. Like, there's childish, like, acting childish, and it's, like, really annoying. But this is childish in, like, such a different way. Like, it's the way this is worded is, like, somebody is, like, making fun of, like a six-year-old. And then this is what a six-year-old.
That's the funny thing. That's how he responds is, like, it's child.
It's so, and don't waste my time. Apparently, it's the reason why he replied like that is he's French-Canadian and his English isn't that good. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard.
Cop out.
I thought it was hilarious, though. I thought it was so funny. It's not offensive, but it's hilarious.
We want to talk about other players' social media now that we're on the topic of players' social media. Since we talked about the Vegas Golden Knights, let's go back to Sharks.
Listen, I know we're Sharks fans here, but we've had the good news, right, with Evander Kane. This is kind of the...
I'll read you the headline real quick. Sharks, Logan Couture says he was sucker punched for supporting Trump. Quote, Republicans. And I think I included the main tweet that got him in trouble.
Yeah, you did. But the...
I'm not going to say trouble, guys. Like, it's just, it stirred up a conversation. Okay, let's just say that.
My thing with it is, you know, players, you know, you can have your own political preference. Like, you can't twist everybody's arm to be aligned with your views. That's just impossible.
You
want to
read it?
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. It's like that, this one tweet won't make any sense even with the other tweets that went along with this. That's how bad this is. Like, you know, the problem with what happened with Logan Couture yesterday is that no matter how much information you include, it's still confusing. But anyways, I'll read it anyways.
All the tweets that we're reading are been deleted, by the way.
So, yeah. I don't even have the other tweets with me.
I do.
But
they're on the web. I have them on the screen.
Okay, so I'll read the first one. Okay. I talked about voting for the Republican Party, and I mentioned Donald Trump by name. I was sucker punched. Is this really what we're coming to? If you vote, you are a villain. Man, this world is wrong. Saying my dad.
Oh, this is a separate tweet. Yeah, that's the other tweet saying.
This was a response to somebody who replied, saying my dad was a police officer, and if I would,
that's
if I could, vote Republican.
If they asked him why you were sucker punched. That's why he responded. But and then he deleted all these, and then he apologized. Just a summary. Yeah, it just could have been better. So
he could have done it so much better. And like,
in a way, I guess.
But a lot of speculation now, at least what I've seen, I go on Reddit a lot, guys. I go on the Sharks subreddit, and when they were reacting to this statement, it's basically what I'm saying now. It only causes more drama in the locker room, right? And the Sharks already have so many problems on the ice, you know. We played terribly last season, and there's a lot of question marks. There's a lot of question marks in our locker room right now of, like, team chemistry and stuff like that.
And also, I don't think he lost any respect from any of his teammates. As far as fans, maybe fans, for sure. Fans are a different story. Sure, some fans probably did lose respect, but as far as teammates go, no.
I just think it's very, you know, Couture, I always, like, respected the fact that he kind of was with this tweet, like, how he's a very blunt guy. Anybody who's followed the Sharks his entire career, even when he was a rookie, he's been blunt his entire time, like, with press or addressing problems with, like, the team or whatever. He's always been super blunt and whatnot. I think at the moment, as a Sharks fan, it's just kind of hard to watch because it's like, man, we already have so much to worry about. And you're just putting a target on the Sharks. And it's like, this is like, and it's hard for us to get good press. Like, I mean, like, we got Evander Kane doing great work out here. And then you have this. It's like, like, come on. We like
shot to the heart.
It's like,
and you're too.
It's like two very, by the way, if you think about it, it's two very different things going on in the same team. It's that's what's kind of polarizing.
Yeah, funny, anything,
it's like, it's like one person on this end of the spectrum versus this. It's so weird. And like I said, it's just confusing as a Sharks fan. At least that's how I'm left feeling. Like, I'm left feeling like this is very weird. Like, I'm happy for the Sharks, and at the same time, I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, what was
that? That's how we feel after that season. What the hell just happened? Yeah. But oh well. So now let's get into the Lettuce Game recaps, playoff predictions. And I did not – I wasn't able to find out what Kyle and – I think Kyle had Colorado, didn't he?
He always picks Colorado. Either that Cole, or the Leafs.
And Cole had, I believe it was New Jersey, right?
Oh, from the very beginning
at
of
the
last.
The very beginning. And then you had, I don't know who you had.
The Coyotes, probably.
Yeah, I think you did pick the Coyotes. So.
Yeah. That, totally that didn't age well.
But the last game scores were the Islanders on that day that they,
I'm gonna say
they
it.
Continued to play. Flyers 1-4-3.
I'm going to say it, even though that they lost. The Islanders are my pick.
The series is tied 1-1. That, what a game that was. The Flyers came back and won in overtime on an amazing goal by Ty, I believe it was Tyler Myers.
Doesn't he play for the
Yeah,
I don't
Myers.
Know.
Then there's Myers, who just 5 seconds after Couturier missed on a golden opportunity a few feet from the Islanders' net, bailed out his, basically, scored on Thomas Greiss.
I'll be real. I know we're not, like, we're just doing recaps, but the Islanders are my pick. I've watched a few of their games, and I like their game. Trotz has done an amazing job of, like, turning that team on its, doing a complete 180 with that team. It's so interesting to see these players, like Matt Barzal and, like, that whole team. Like, I love just about everything that team does. They're unreal to watch. I'd say...
It's a good series.
I think the Islanders are my favorite team to watch, honestly. They're such an interesting team, and they got a lot of dynamics like on the ice.
Oh, Tyler Myers, Patrice Patrick.
That's what I thought, because Tyler Myers. Doesn't he play for the Canucks?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I botched that.
My bad. I mean, I'm
not
too familiar.
I'm not a Flyers fan.
I'm not too familiar with these rosters.
Give me a break.
But I'll say this. I really would like to see the Islanders go all the way to the final, because like I'm liking what I see a lot. They're a great team to watch. So I'll hop on the Islanders bandwagon, I guess.
You still think? So what's the series then?
Islanders in the East. For the West, though, that's tricky. Yeah.
Well, who knows? Where do you see that series going for the
Islanders?
Oh,
because Philly's amazing. Carter Hart. I mean, I can't say enough about that kid. I mean, talent.
Talk against Thomas Greiss?
Huh?
Against Thomas Greiss?
Carter Hart, man.
Yeah, Carter Hart.
Carter Hart is like what Bennington was for the Blues.
Well, then who do you pick? Because you said Islanders, now you like Carter Hart. So what?
Oh,
I
still pick Islanders. Oh,
okay, so what's the series then?
I think it goes 6, Islanders.
Ooh, okay. Staying on the East Coast, we thought the Bruins, well, at least I thought the Bruins were going to just trample, but...
Oh, my God, did they get trampled?
They got trampled.
7-1?
And now the Lightning trying to show that they deserve to win the Cup or something. I guess so.
By the way, to anybody who watched that last game between the Bruins and Lightning, where the Bruins got absolutely dusted, by the fourth goal, the Bruins weren't even moving.
We watched that.
The Bruins were they just gave up. It was like that fifth goal, like the fifth and sixth goal in that second period, the Bruins were just like statues. They were pylons. They didn't move.
Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy.
Also, by the way, I feel bad for that goalie who got his debut.
Oh yeah, no.
That I'm sorry, I forget his name. Bruins.
Vlader.
Yeah.
Wilder?
That
can't say his
that
name.
That poor kid was, as Doc Emmerich put
never
it,
never appeared in the NHL.
Doc, Doc Emmerich put it, or Eddie O, they put it as baptism by fire, and it's really unfortunate.
That was the quote. I like.
It's so honest, because like the Bruins played like garbage, and like Halak's last goal that he let in was his fault. That rebound control on that fourth goal was really bad. But The fifth and sixth goals were absolutely ridiculous. The Bruins, if you were watching that game, they didn't even move. They didn't react. It was just like they had just thrown in the towel in that game, and they just wanted it to be over.
You're watching snails on ice. That's what it was.
It really was. Like I said, they were pylons. They were statues. They didn't fucking move.
Yeah, it was sad. I thought it was like, damn, what happened to these guys? And all of a sudden, Lightning good, and Goodrow's happy.
Barkley Goodrow.
That's a Sharks reference. We traded him. Oh, no, we just let him go.
No, we did. We traded him.
We traded him. Okay. Yeah, we did. For
draft picks, I think.
But they gave us our first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we
I'm did. Sorry, Lightning fans, but you got fleeced on that one. I mean, I love Barkley Goodrow. He's a great penalty killer, like fourth line round. C or third line C, but you got fleeced on that one. A first round pick? I think it was a first, but yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
But. Now, what about the West?
Let's move over to the West. Let's start before we get into the I'll save Joe Pavelski for last. Bludgeon Series, Vegas Golden Knights.
Canucks.
This is stop wasting my time.
What's the series at right now? I forget.
This series for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Is it 1-1?
It is 1-1.
Yeah.
And the Canucks won 5-2. We had Elias Pettersson.
Pettersson, yeah.
Pettersson?
Some people say Elias Pettersson.
How do you say it?
Elias Pettersson or Elias Pettersson. Doesn't really... I just say Pettersson.
May have Bludgeon Vegas on the scoreboard on Tuesday night. He also made sure to give an ex-opponent back their glove after losing it in an attempted cross-check. What a nice guy.
He's not Canadian, but what a Canadian move. He's Swedish.
There is a video of that out there. It's great. He crosschecked, an attempted crosscheck, and then he actually gave him back the glove. So,
what a guy.
They won 5-2. Vegas won the first game pretty easily, but then actually all of a sudden, Canucks all of a sudden trying to stay in here, and I hope they do, man. I really do. I'm pulling for them. Not because I'm a biased Sharks fan that wants to anything against the Vegas Golden Knights. No, but... We need a Canadian team still in this, guys, right?
Vancouver's the only one left.
And Vancouver's never won a cup, so...
Over 40 years.
I mean, am I that biased? No.
That's kind of why I want the Islanders, because they haven't won one since the 80s. I mean, yeah, they had that dynasty in the 80s where they won four straight, but still. I think the Islanders... Okay, I won't... I'm done talking about the Islanders. I need to stop talking about them. But I like the Canucks. I do like the Canucks. In all honesty, though,
Vegas still wins this game.
I still think Vegas wins in like six.
In
maybe.
Reality.
Wishful thinking, Vegas wins in seven.
Leonard keeps starting, too.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
That debate.
The Fleury thing. Okay, so to anybody who didn't know, Marc-Andre Fleury's agent was annoyed when Fleury was benched for a couple games in the the first game and like maybe the last games of the previous series, and he had this piece of art commissioned where it's Fleury in like the butterfly stance getting with a sword impaling him through his heart, and engraved on the sword it says DeBoer, as in Pete DeBoer, their head coach, former head coach.
It
kind of
looked teal, didn't it?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought it did.
So anyways, Fleury had to address that. That's a very weird thing.
Want to watch a cool video. That's a good one to watch when you're bored. But anyway.
So the controversy there is like they have two really great goaltenders. And obviously, if you're a coach and you got to ride the hot hand. And if that's Leonard, even Vegas fans would agree. Leonard's your guy. If he's playing solid, don't mess up the chemistry. Don't mess up his mojo. You
gotta let it go.
You gotta ride this one out until like the flame dies out, kind of thing. Like you don't want to mess up something good.
For the game probabilities, they've rated the Vegas Golden Knights of winning the next game 59.6%. And by the way, since you wanted to bring up the Islanders, they're predicting the Flyers to win the next game 51.3%.
Oh, barely. 51%. So it's anybody's game.
Ah.
But so the other series, unless there's something else you want to say. Vegas.
No.
Canucks.
I say Vegas is going to win that series. And we predicted the other ones. Okay. So we have Nazem Kadri scored the goal-ahead goal with 6:06 remaining. By the way, yeah, that game was crazy. Because
Colorado and
this is the last series. Avalanche and the Stars. Dallas leads the series 2-1, but Colorado showed that they're not out of it. And like I said, Kadri scored. He did really good in that game, and they really rallied the Avalanche. So, but do you think the Dallas Stars still have it in them, or do you think Colorado's got it?
I got to say, you know, and I'm not saying this as a Sharks fan, but Pavelski is really stepping it up in the Dallas Stars locker room.
His first couple games especially, yeah.
My dude is on one. I have to say Pavelski is doing work as a Dallas Star, so I have to commend him on that. I miss him, but I'm glad he's with a team that's doing good things. So, because Lord knows he would not be in the playoffs if they were still with the Sharks.
Do you think Dallas Stars wins this series in six? Or Avalanche comes out.
What's the series right now?
2-1, Dallas leads.
Yeah, I have to say it was, you know, you know, the person in me wants to say, like, God, that line, Mikko Rantanen, Nathan MacKinnon, Gabe Landeskog, how can you fail with that line? And, oh, my God, it's they're not like the Avalanche aren't like this iron wall, like, with that line as you would think they are. Like, even with that line, the Avalanche aren't, you know, undefeatable. They're like it's very like they're, you know, I'm not saying that they're weak or they're pathetic or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, they can get scored on just like anybody else despite their talent. I guess I'm fanboying over Pavelski here. I want Dallas to win this.
Okay.
To that extent, then, like, oh, Donskoy and Nieto are on the Shark or on the Avalanche, and to that I say I think Dallas is a more solid group despite the so here's the thing. The reason why I think the Dallas Stars are going to win because Grubauer's out. So they're relying on their...
The injuries of the Colorado Avalanche are
their
huge.
Calvert's still out, right?
Yeah. So.
So Matt Calvert's out and Philip Grubauer is out with... He tore his hamstring?
I say in six games, Dallas.
Yeah, I think the injury, especially that injury to Grubauer, I think that's actually going to come into play because they're riding their backup goalie and then they're... actual backup goalie now is a rookie or an AHL guy. I could be wrong. Either way, like it's not good. Their number one is gone, and it's not like Vegas where they basically have two number one goalies. Mm-hmm. It's an actual starting goalie, backup goalie situation. So
they have a Dallas Stars 59% chance of winning the second round. And Colorado Avalanche only 41%.
Wow, those injuries. That's the thing. If they had Grubauer, I bet those percentages would look a lot different.
But they did go up 16 percentage points with the win last night.
Okay, well.
Hey, you know, anything can happen, right? So they could. They're one away
from tying. I do got Dallas.
One away from tying this series. Don't count them out, ladies and men. All right. Now, that was all the series, and
I guess what's left
all of our predictions were way off, except for probably Kyle's with Colorado.
I mean, maybe. Let's see if they make it
series. Well, no, he went hard Maple Leaf, didn't he?
He always goes hard Maple Leaf.
No, which way did he go harder for?
Maple Leaf.
Oh, so no, he went hard for the Maple Leaf, so he's out. He said Colorado, but that was his West, but he was really pushing Maple Leafs. He was like, they were going to win the Cup. That's what he was like saying, and I was like, you're crazy.
No,
and they
not.
Did not. They didn't even qualify. Even make it in.
They got knocked out of the play-in round, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Coyotes, Matt's team, Matt's jersey.
I was so hopeful.
Let's get on to this. What happened, Matt?
Well, I mean, Coyotes talk. They got creamed. And, like, it's like they won one game, but it's like.
We're not even talking about not only the fact they got knocked out. They not only got knocked out, they lost their number one draft pick and their second round. Oh,
they got by the Avalanche in that last game. They got, I think, the final score of the last game was like 7-1. It was ridiculous.
Second round pick in 2020 and first round pick in 2021 for violating the league's combine testing policy.
Yeah. So that was also news about a week and a half
ago. Well, I'll explain real quick. Just basically, you know, they did not test their players. You know, when they do the rookie thing.
So this was actually during the summer where this happened. So the combine, for those who don't know, is when you get your prospects together and you have them do workouts. Like, you know, they do like the chin-ups or like they do weights or whatever. And like that is sanctioned by the league to some extent. So they did it like in secret, or so they thought, and they got caught. So that was their punishment. So they finally got their punishment served. But yeah, that's what a combine is, by the way. It's where they just work out. Like, they do fitness tests for their prospects.
They're conducting physical testing on 2020 draft eligible players prior to the NHL combine. Ah, that's why. So that's what they
did. Well, I thought it was also because of the bubble and, like, COVID and stuff.
No, this has had nothing to do with This has nothing to do with COVID, Matt.
Ah.
This is from, like, last year.
No,
this is from, like, a whole year ago.
I thought there
thing.
Was a team who did it recently.
No, this is the Coyotes thing. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, I'm going to restart that. They lost their draft pick, and after hearing the Coyotes organization acknowledged that it had violated the policy by conducting physical testing on a 2020 draft-eligible players prior to the NHL combine testing. So Gary Bettman announced that they will lose their second-round pick in 2020 draft and their first-round pick in 2021. It's as if they needed any more problems. This sets them back years. At least from a solid chance of going far now and developing. And they were really, like, trying hard. And they were getting somewhere, I think. I thought they were. And this just doesn't, you know, it sucks. But it's their own fault. And you know what? They deserve it. You know, I have no problem with the league assessing this punishment. So I don't know how you feel, Matt, about your Coyotes. But, you know, that's going to be a big loss for them in their development in the future.
You know, I mean, that's what you get. I can't really say anything. I mean, I am a Coyotes fan, but it's not like they're, like, rivaling my Sharks fanhood over here. But, yeah, that sucks. But it's their own fault, so they get what they deserve.
All right, so we are on that. So now, finally, drafting rankings. Guess where you think they could rank the Sharks out of all 31? Seattle Kraken.
Who will get Alex Lafreniere?
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce that kid's name. I'm so sorry.
Nope.
But I know his first name's Alex.
Matt, you want Jari or Matt Murray?
Huh?
You want Jari or Matt Murray?
Who?
Matt Murray or Tristan Jari? For our Sharks goalie.
Matt Murray?
If you had to pick one.
Are they going into free agency?
Either one. One of them has to stay, and one of them has to go in Pittsburgh. So, you know.
Damn, I'm not a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, so I don't
know. That's huge for Pittsburgh.
I don't know who was the better goalie at the end. Because
they got
crushed in the play-in round by the Canadiens. So, I don't remember. I don't remember who was the good goalie. I don't remember, honest to God. So... I guess Murray.
Hey,
but
Matt Murray's a 2-time Stanley Cup champion, Matt. So,
yeah,
destroyed our Sharks. So, and where I was getting to with the Sharks, specifically, they ranked us 28th in our farm team. And I had a feeling, Matt, do you agree with that?
If anybody out there, a Sharks fan, you know how much of a joke our prospect pool is. I was we were prepping this the other day. And I could only think of two players who could crack our lineup from our prospect pool. Ryan Merkley and Sasha Chmelevsky. And, like, that's it. I can't even... Ivan Chekovich, maybe.
Alexander.
But... Huh?
Alexander Chmelevsky.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was Sasha. Okay. Anyways. we've had... Like, because of our... So many players left us last year. We did get to see guys like Jacob Middleton... crack the lineup, and of course we've had other
we've had
players.
True made
Jacob
the
True,
Alexander True.
My bad.
Sorry, and Blitchfield. I think
Joakim Blitchfield.
Yes.
But here's the thing: the Sharks.
This is hard, man.
Here's the thing: the Sharks season was so forgettable that everybody else on the team was so forgettable. So I couldn't honestly. I'd have to look up a stat sheet.
Mario Ferraro too.
I'd have to look up a stat sheet, honestly, and we all played like garbage, even our big names, Couture, Kane was like the only...
as far as the whole team, yeah. If you want to get rid of Burns, then what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, that's my master plan, but...
Right.
Anyways.
Matt Shark's master plan of getting rid of Burns.
That's
a whole nother issue.
Yeah, I mean, I could... my the thing for if I were to like fix the Sharks, I mean, I'm not a GM or anything, but anyways, the Sharks need scoring depth. We have none of that past like Evander Kane or Couture or Hurdle and Meyer were both kind of disappointing. Kevin LeBanc probably being the biggest disappointment in my book. Our scoring depth is awful. We have this is how much depth we have on forwards and scoring. We have none of it, so that's our biggest problem. We don't have any scoring depth, so we need people who can score goals. That's all I care about. If you can score goals,
on
come down to Teal Town, please. We need you.
You could play for the Barracuda. You could play for the Sharks.
No, screw the Barracuda. You need to come straight for the Sharks.
Love the Barracuda.
Who was on our fourth line? You know, the only other
our
player.
Our whole Barracuda was.
So here's the only other player that I really liked towards the end. Stefan Nason.
Yeah.
We picked him up from the Penguins. I don't know if it was part of the Marlowe thing.
I think it was.
But, oh, my God, I liked him.
Don't quote me on that.
I liked Stefan Nason. NHL 20 likes to say Nosen, but Randy always said Nason.
Oh, God.
But I liked him. I think he's he's not like a bona fide goal scorer, but he is a solid third line, fourth line guy for sure.
I hope Alexander True does something.
I think he's going to.
He's huge, man.
Well, no, I think Nason's already said like he wants to re-sign with us, which I'm like, yes. Ugh. We need that. We need.
I saw Alexander. You saw Alexander True. He's a big guy.
Big guy. Yeah.
I think if he's a good center. I mean, if he develops into a solid center, man, that would be a good four for third line if he gets there, man. You know,
big guy get in front of the net.
They did actually say he played 12 effective games with the Sharks through to the end of the season. AHL season is going to be interesting next year. How they're going to handle all this. But, I mean, we're going to get there when it gets there. We're still got to finish the playoffs, guys. And so we have how many weeks left of playoffs, you'd say? I'd say it's about...
The NHL says the playoffs will end at the end of September.
Yeah.
So by the end of September, playoffs will be done.
Nothing announced, of course.
By the way, I'm confused. Do you know when free agency opens? I have no idea when free agency opens.
NHL free... I'm doing a quick search. Sorry.
I was thinking about that the other day because, like, obviously everything got pushed back. When the hell does free agency start?
When? I like how it didn't. October 9th.
Oh, wow.
Or 7 days following the Stanley Cup final.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
Well, if you're a Sharks fan, you can't wait for October 9th, honestly.
Woo!
That's going to be our Christmas right there.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Oh, well, it might be our Christmas or it might be our nightmare, depending on what happens.
Come on, Doug. You got this, Doug.
Okay, real quick. This is my be a GM moment. If I want my ideal situation for the Sharks is Arendelle's contract's up. Don't re-sign him.
Oh.
Kevin LeBanc's contract.
Now he won't be on our podcast.
LeBanc. Listen, it's a sports podcast. I'm allowed to speculate and predict, so whatever. Anyways, Kevin LeBanc, your contract expires. I mean, I don't really have a problem if he stays or goes. Because, like, honestly, the whole team played bad, so I can't really fault him for his poor play to an extent. If you want to sign another one-year, $1 million, you can stay. Burns, this is what we were talking about earlier.
What were you going to say? This is the hard decision you have to tell.
This
hurts because it's family.
It's family, and he's been a Shark for a long time, but I think in order to get that scoring that we need to trade away a defensive piece, and I think Burns is the piece to trade away because I didn't like his play all too much. Did he play like absolute trash last season?
No.
It's just that with Carlson, Vlasic, and we got some good young D developing, I don't think we need him as much anymore, and I know that might be hard for some people to hear. All those Brent Burns stands out there making their fan cams, I'm sorry.
A lot of beards.
I think he's a piece that we can deal away and we'll be fine.
Valuable piece.
He's a valuable piece, but that's the thing. I would like to see him get traded for some forwards, maybe some draft picks, because we need draft picks in case you didn't know. So we need either, I would say, use Burns as a piece to get draft picks, but more importantly, I want some scoring depth. Get some young guys. We need young guys. That's the... That's the problem with the Sharks. It's been the problem with the Sharks for the past like 5-10 years. Our lineup is old, but
we knew it was going to come to this point too.
Also, for those who don't know, Marlo does want to come back and break the Sharks'
score.
So does
Joe Thornton.
Thornton, keep him because we need him at the fourth line. Believe it or not, if we got rid of Thornton, so I don't know how our fourth line would look.
And what about Marlo?
Marlo wants to break the scoring record, and then I'm pretty sure he's done after that. Let him sign for league minimum. I don't care. Have him play on the fourth line with Thornton, but don't let him be on like second or third line, in my opinion. But yeah, that's
shootouts.
Ideally, I would like Jones to be relegated as a backup.
I have faith that he will return.
No. Did you see him play like at all?
No.
Last season,
you've completely given up on Jones.
I'm not giving up on him per se. I'm just saying, just relegate him as a backup.
He could be a solid number two.
Yeah, as a relief goalie, but we need a starting goalie.
So you gave up on him completely being number one.
I remember when we first got Jones because we...
You met him.
We met him when we got him.
Very nice guy.
But we had, the Sharks, like, every team needs their franchise goalie. When we first start, when Paul and I first were Sharks fans, it was Nabokov. And oh my God, was Nabokov hot as a goalie. Like, dang, he was good. And then he started to falter as he got older. We had Antti Niemi for a little bit.
Nemo
was good for about...
Thomas Greiss. I've seen him.
Nemo was really good for a while, but again, he was kind of aging. We got him kind of towards the tail end of his career, so he was aging. So he was good for about 2 or 3 seasons. Jones was good for 1 year, maybe. The one time we went to the playoffs, or the finals, Jones was good. But... if I want to be real, I can't really say that he was on the level of Niemi even. I think Niemi was probably even more solid.
Had more clutch games sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah,
some
I don't
are,
know
like,
what
screaming
it,
at like no.
I don't know. Like Jones, I mean, he was the backup goalie for the Kings during their cup years, and I don't think he ever got accommodated to being a starting goalie in.
Oh, I don't know that. I think he did, though.
Well, in the cup, the final year, but okay, maybe he did get accommodated. But I'm not sure what happened. I mean, the whole team crumbled last year, so there's that. But I just don't think he has it in him to be. He's not what the Sharks need, unfortunately. We need more talent in the scoring depth, and we need more talent in net. And sorry, it feels like we're playing with two backup goalies. It really does.
That's how it felt last season for sure.
Because, like, yeah, he did get accommodated to playing, like, an 82-game season, but he played like a backup goalie.
It was hard.
Like, it was, like...
$10 million.
I'm not saying, like...
ridiculous.
I'm not saying, like, goaltending was, like, it was all his fault that, like, we let in so many goals. Obviously, there was a lot of problems, like, with the defense and, like, forechecking and backchecking and stuff like that. But it doesn't help when both of your goalies didn't play well. Both of their save percentages were below 900.
That was the thing. Was Jones ever going to crack 900?
So you can look it up right now. I think I have it memorized. Jones was an 8.98, and Dell was an 8.99.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Or 0.899. Sorry, decimal points. My bad. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but their save percentages were below 9, which if you don't know hockey stats or goalie stats, you want it at least above a 0.9. So yeah, their puck stopping abilities is god awful.
We have here their average 3. Wait, nope.
That's
wait,
goals against average.
Sorry.
Which by the way, that's bad too.
0.896.
And then, it's worse.
And then Aaron Dell was 0.907, actually.
Oh yeah, Dell did get a little bit better towards the end. But
Dell's still not worthy of you.
But here's the thing: Dell's contract is up, and Jones still has time left on his. So it would just be easier to not re-sign Dell, and just keep. I mean,
we went all in on Jones. So.
I think the thing is we bit off more than we can chew with Jones, and I don't think anybody wants to take on that monstrosity of a contract. So I think we just eat the Jones contract and like let him finish out as a backup goalie. I know that's not what he wants, but. God,
17 wins.
I don't think. I mean, yeah, it'd just be easier to get rid of Dell.
Jamarton Jones had 17 wins last season. Just saying.
How many games did he play?
41.
Holy shit! He won less than half the games he played in.
Yeah, I worked.
Oh, it
so bad.
Arendelle played 33.
How many did he win?
12.
Oh, it's even worse. It's one third. It's literally one third. His win percentage is 0.3, like about that. God. See what I mean? The Sharks were awful this year.
Oh, man. That hurts seeing, reading that was, that's.
By the way, when play stopped, that was the best thing, Sharks fans. That was the a blessing in disguise. We got to stop seeing that disgusting excuse for hockey that we had to see night in and night out.
All
so.
Of them, would you say? Kane, all would agree, disgusting hockey, man.
Yeah, I guess Top Cheese has turned into the Sharks podcast at this moment. And I'll just say this really quickly because this is probably really annoying to those people who aren't Sharks fans. We've been terrible since the beginning of this last season. It wasn't just DeBoer's fault. Literally everybody played like garbage. And I don't think what's his face? Who's our coach right now? I forget his name.
I don't want to talk crap. I don't remember his name.
Killing me.
That's sad.
But anyways, Paul will look it up.
Don't worry, I can just cut this.
Or whatever. But the thing is like our play is
Bob Bugner.
It pains me to hear, I guess, that he might be staying with the Sharks, and it's like, he wasn't even a good Band-Aid to stop the bleeding.
It was a big wound, though. So.
Yeah, the Sharks.
I don't know if he even could have fixed that wound.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to. I mean, you're in charge.
But then, we're talking about keeping him, and it's like, whatever. Anyways, the Sharks, were plagued with injuries. Carlson was hurt. Kachur maybe played like 15 games this season. He was injured twice. He got injured at the very beginning of the year, came back for like 2 weeks, got hurt again, and then he came back towards the end before the COVID.
All that crap.
Hold on, let me look up Kachur's games played last year or last season, because it was
52. Games played 52.
Felt like how many games were there total? Because I know the season got cut short.
It says Timo Meier played 70.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because when hockey stopped, there was only like 2 weeks left. So yeah, Kachur was out for a little under half the season, if you want to think about it that way.
A good important piece.
That's about 20
chunk.
Games. He missed about 18, 20 games. That's a big loss. Your captain, obviously. And
Hurdle
honestly,
was injured too.
Hurdle was injured, but like guys like Hurdle,
Carlson.
Here's the thing. Guys like Erik Karlsson, Meyer, LeBanc.
Simic was injured.
They all underperformed so.
But he also overperformed too.
So badly. The whole team pretty much underperformed if you want to think about it. The only player I give kudos to is Evander Kane, because he led the team in goals. He had like 26, 27, which is not bad considering how garbage we played. And Stefan Nason, because I think he made a huge impact immediately, at least on his line, I feel. Dude provided offense like immediately, so.
26 goals, Kaner. There you go.
Yeah, see, that's about all we have to be proud of. Although, I think I told Paul about this, but when the Sharks on Twitter were announcing their awards, really?
Every team does it, I'm sure. You know, you got
your
cringy awards.
But they have, like, a best performance or best player of the season award. They gave it to Hurdle, and I was like, why? I was like, Kane had more points. He scored more goals. Why didn't you give it? That's my – whatever. That's my rant about the Sharks. Paul, you can say whatever you want. I'm pretty much done.
That's it. We can summarize here. NHL returns this Saturday. Playoffs, everybody. Yes, they will play. Even for the ones that were mad that they didn't play today or tomorrow, they will play Saturday. So, for sure, you could throw a big party Saturday because you know what? It will be hockey. They don't have the scheduled release. You know, they're going to edit it. So, of course. So, we predict the cup winner. Let's just go real quick.
All right. Let's just say, who do you got in the finals?
The finals is going to be if Tampa Bay stays like this, I originally had Boston, but Tampa Bay has now made me change their mind. If they made Boston, they undressed Boston. I'd never seen, like I said, I haven't seen Boston look like that. That was scary. So anyway, I'm going to say Tampa Bay Lightning and the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Finals.
See, if you do that, though, like for me, if you have Lightning and Vegas, I think Vegas wins.
Against those two, they have it ranked. Stanley Cup chances, 29%. Tampa Bay Lightning, 20%. Vegas Golden Knights. Boston Bruins.
Really?
And then the third place closest. Oh, it's tied between Bruins and Avalanche at 12%.
Wow, the Islanders didn't even crack.
Yeah, Islanders are at 5%.
Wow.
Canucks,
okay.
4%.
Yeah, Canucks are very at the bottom, yeah.
Don't give them a shot, Canucks. Come on, maybe they have a shot.
For my finals, so you predict, who do you win? Who do you want winning?
So I want Tampa Bay. I honestly think, because Vegas is going to, Tampa Bay has screwed up so many times. I honestly think this is their moment.
I think the only way to permanently erase
this moment, because of how everything crazy, they win like this because of how they got screwed the first time.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think the only way to erase what happened last playoffs,
right,
is to win the cup
exactly.
This
year. Exactly. Just win it this year.
Just to get everybody to shut up about them being swept by the Jackets last year.
This would totally erase that.
That would completely erase it, and who cares?
And Tampa, and I wouldn't feel bad.
No,
they deserve it.
I wouldn't.
There's a lot
of
good players. John Cooper's a good coach. Well, for the most part, I think it's just chill. I think they're just all chill people there.
Stammer needs it.
Yeah.
That's a guy like Ovechkin who's waited long enough.
Hedman, those guys, Kucherov, they're great.
Nah, I'd say just do it for Stammer.
But Stamkos.
Because Stammer's been injured like crazy. And like, who knows?
Stuck with that team, too. And, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say it's like, you know, like a bad thing.
Well,
like McDavid.
Paid him good, though.
Yeah.
So. It's not like he's poor there. And give something Florida to cheer about. Florida, you mentioned Florida winning the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Man. And Vegas blowing it again. Oh, that would be great. Not just because it's
considering
a Sharks
how bad
fan.
Their cap problems are.
But
for those who don't know, they have literally zero money to play with.
It would just prove the point that it's very hard to win, guys. And there's other teams just more deserving.
Seriously.
But it would be kind of like, damn, man, they're torture for the fans of Vegas to go far again. Just to see it
back to back Stanley Cup final.
But
it will be
a full series, though. I do not see that
quickly,
and it will be, and I will actually very much enjoy it. And do you agree with that final? I didn't even ask you what your teams were.
The thing is I like the Islanders. This is the Islanders Circle Jerk podcast. For me, at least. I like the Islanders. I need to see more of them before I can comfortably say like how they perform this series, because, I mean, the series is just tied or whatever right now.
Right, that is true.
Because the Flyers are really good. The Flyers, to me, though, don't really have the scoring depth. Yeah, but... As good as I've seen from the Islanders, but man, do they got Carter Hart. And I think you are undermining Carter Hart too much, in my opinion. even though that I'm going to say Islanders in finals against
Islanders
Vegas.
Islanders in finals, yes.
See, the thing is I think like if Vegas beats Vancouver and Colorado or whoever from the, because Dallas is winning that series. Am I insane to pick, like, maybe Dallas beats Vegas? Maybe.
Wow.
Because, dude, Pavelski and that team is hot. I feel like, again, people don't really talk about these, like, if it's not Austin Matthews or McDavid or Ovechkin, they don't want to hear it. You got to hear about guys like Haskinen, I feel, Radulov, and, like, those guys. You need to – I think the limelight needs to be centered on those guys more
right.
often. Haskinen's a beast. Klingberg, I really like his game too. Dude's got a booming slap shot. Crazy.
Hell
thing's a laser
shot.
Beam. So I'm going to be very different from your pick. I'm going to go Stars, Islanders, and honestly, you could go either way with Stars or Islanders. I would say
What a shot.
I know. It's a complete shot in the dark, but I don't know. I like being different. I'll go with...
Okay.
That's a good series. It would be a good, great series. I'd say
yes.
I'd say Islanders in seven. It would go seven.
No, York.
That'd be so crazy. But that'd be so cool, though, honestly. I'd love
Thomas
to see it.
Thomas fucking Grice. There it is. I said it.
Also, we did predictions, but I'm going to go on a little mini rant here. They announced the cover for NHL 21, and it's Alex Ovechkin. And why? Why? He's already been the cover. And just what I was talking about, like with we have other players, and if it's not McDavid, Crosby, Matthews, or Ovechkin, it's like those are our only four good players. No, there's tons of other good players that could have been the cover.
But it's
Pastrnak, easy. You could have easily picked Pastrnak. You could pick like a Coyote. I would, because it's a Coyote in me. You could pick like Clayton Keller. You can pick. You can pick a goalie. Shit, pick Carter Hart. The dude's playing like crazy. You can pick like Tuukka Rask or something like that. Pick a goalie. We haven't had a goalie on the cover in a while since Martin Brodeur. So right. It like there's so many other choices. You could have picked Matt Barzal or
their official
Leon Draisaitl, who actually was the leading, who is the only player this season to get more than 100 points in the regular season. Why didn't you pick Draisaitl?
But their actually release date is actually October 16th for NHL 21.
So yeah, I don't like Ovechkin being the cover athlete.
But you know what? They had tweeted, we had planned to share more news about NHL 21 today out of respect for much more important conversations. Today is not the day.
Doesn't matter. I mean, yes, that's very thoughtful of them to do that. But like, I still don't like Ovechkin as the cover. It's like, you know, we have other players than Ovechkin and stuff like that.
There you go. I found the picture.
Oh, by the way,
finally.
By the way, apparently Crosby believes in the Madden curse. And in case you don't know this, in the NFL, if you're a quarterback or whoever featured on NFL, that's bad luck, actually. And
really?
I guess Crosby has been offered multiple times to be on the cover of NHL, and he's denied it a couple times because he believes in the curse of being on the cover for a video game.
Oh, wow.
So that's why you've never seen Crosby on the cover of NHL.
There's a deluxe edition, by the way.
Yeah, I saw it.
So what the hell?
Yeah. Stop.
It's $79.99, and the original price of NHL 21 is going to be $59.99 for the standard edition.
I don't like Ovechkin as the cover. I hope, by the way, that art, what you see, that's the actual cover. Multiple pictures. What is that? It's so ugly. It's so terrible.
You can't see his face.
It's awful. And it's, why is it Ovechkin? There's so many. I would have been so happy with Pastrnak.
I like the jersey, though.
Eh, I don't care. I think they should have picked somebody else.
I like the jersey.
Leon Draisaitl or David Pastrnak. You should have
McDavid. But they already did him.
McDavid already did it. But yeah. Draisaitl honestly deserves to be up there too. Draisaitl or David Pastrnak.
There you go.
Hell, throw Kucherov in there or some shit.
Yeah, I would insert my exit theme music, but I don't have any. But I will insert it later, maybe. Or would I, or should I do exit theme music? How do you YouTubers end videos?
Ended
up.